Test. 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 Test.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show.
Test, test. 1, 2, 3. Test, test. 1, 2, 3. Test, test. 1, 2, 3. Test, test, 1, 2, 3, test, test, 1, 2, 3. Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the series opener between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Visalia Rawhide. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to 790 ESPN Radio, Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. We are the free game here on MILB TV, and I'm glad you could join us for Tuesday morning baseball here between the Highway 99 rivals. It's your Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies and the visiting Visalia Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 22-16. They sit second place in the California League North Division standings, 2.5 games back of the Modesto Nuts. The Grizzlies coming off winning 5 out of 6 at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, which included a 9-4 win on Sunday afternoon. The Grizzlies improved to 71-25 all-time against the Stockton Ports, 10-2 on the season. Fresno also moved to 6-0 in day games on the road, and they are now 8-0 on Saturday and Sundays away from home. The Grizzlies, though, return back here as they continue to get on the winning train. Fresno, they had a season-high 15 hits on Sunday, which included 3 from Braylon Wimmer and 3 from Jake Snyder. The Grizzlies overall had 7 runs in their first 2 innings. They win 9-4. Starter Jace Kaminska extended his scoreless streak to 18 games that spans over 3 games, all in the month of May, as the Grizzlies held on to beat the Stockton Ports, and they look to continue their winning ways against the Visalia Rawhide in the first matchup between these squads this season. The Grizzlies all time against the Rawhide, they are 43-11, 22-2 at home. So the Grizzlies looking to stay in front. They're looking to continue to gain ground on Modesto in the first half standings. The Grizzlies give the ball to left-hander Albert Pacheco this morning, a 1-1 record, a 2.73 ERA for the 21-year-old. Pacheco, his last outing, 4 scoreless innings against the Ports. He will look to continue his hot pitching this year. On the other side, the Rawhide give the ball to right-hander Casey Anderson. A 1-2 record, a 5.94 ERA for Anderson. The 23-year-old from Utah Valley, he gets the ball for the Rawhide as they look to end the Grizzlies' 3-game winning streak. Fresno now winners of 6 of 7, looking to continue their winning ways. Well, prior to today's game, I sat down with a former Visalia Rawhide player and now Grizzlies outfielder and second baseman, G.J. Hill. Now, if that name sounds familiar, you might recognize his dad, Glenn Allen Hill, the former minor league manager of the Colorado Rockies. And, of course, he's come through here as a visiting manager against the Fresno Grizzlies. He joined us on the pregame show to talk about his upbringing, being around the game of baseball, and now getting a second chance in the Colorado Rockies system, and of course, today, facing his former squad, the Visalia Rawhide. Our pregame guest is G.J. Hill, and we come back after the break. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV, the free game of the day. We'll be back.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies outfielder G.J. Hill. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Of course, man. Anytime.
So first question I have for you. So talk a little bit about your upbringing. Of course, we all know who your dad is, Glenn Allen Hill. But talk about the relationship that you have with him, but also your upbringing around baseball.
Well, you know, obviously he's my dad first. And, you know, he's the best dad in the world. In terms of the upbringing in baseball, it was cool to just be able to go with him to the park as a kid and be able to be around so many good players and just honestly be in their presence and just kind of enjoy that as a kid. I know it's something not a lot of kids get to experience, so yeah. Just try to soak in as much as I can and enjoy that.
You know, I feel like the same way with my dad being in pro baseball too, but did you have any guys that you looked, you know, up to a little bit more when it came down to it?
For sure, and it's always the ones, too, that kind of go out of their way to talk to you as well. Troy Tulowitzki, Dexter Fowler, Charlie Blackman, some of those kind of OG Rockies were definitely ones I kind of looked up to the most. And,
yeah. And so do you remember your first game you ever went to, or you remember how old you were when you went to your first game? Any stories with that?
Honestly, no, but my dad's first year coaching in the big leagues, I actually got to the World Series. I think I was 7 or 8 at the time.
That's awesome.
So it's cool to go be able to see some World Series games even as a, you know, 7, 8-year-old. But
yeah, you can't go wrong with going to Coors Field and enjoying some baseball when it comes down to it. But you were a good baseball player for yourself as well, too. You were a speedster, switch hitter. So when did you know that maybe, hey, I have a chance to go play some professional baseball myself?
Honestly, towards the back end of high school, kind of as my senior year started to roll around and I went to some of these bigger kind of showcasey type tournaments with all the other best high schoolers in the country, and you know, I was able to hang in there with them, so I was like, you know what, I know I can do this now.
Yeah, so you were drafted out of high school at Santa Cruz, and you actually thought about maybe going to Arizona State, but when you get taken in the 4th round by the Diamondbacks, I think the choice is made for you. But talk about that process. I know it's not easy for a guy that's in high school trying to make a decision like that.
Yeah, it's a difficult process for sure, but at the end of the day, you get an opportunity to make your dream a reality. It's hard to pass on, so it was a no-brainer for sure.
No, absolutely. And then, of course, you played in Visalia, which is the team that we're actually facing. And so, you know, it's always cool to face a former, you know, team that took a chance on you. But at the same time, too, you know, playing for the Diamondbacks was definitely a dream, right? Staying in California.
It was nice for sure, and being able to be so close to home and, you know, playing in different spots in this league or obviously closer than others to Santa Cruz. So just kind of having that little bit of familiarity with being able to be close to family is always a good thing, for sure.
You know, and on top of it, too, you actually dominated the Grizzlies. I don't think you know this, but your most stolen bases were against the Grizzlies. You had a couple home runs against Fresno as well, too. So it's a little weird now seeing you in some Fresno colors as well, too. But talk about the success you had at Chancy Park and against Fresno.
You know, honestly, I had no idea I was so good against the Grizzlies. I mean, Chuck Chancy is a great place to play. I'd say it's the best in the league. So maybe just being in a nice park like that maybe elevated my game just that extra little bit.
You know, after the Diamondbacks, then you went to independent baseball. But talk about how important was that for you to revamp your career a little bit?
Yeah, it was definitely a necessary step for me. You know, the group of guys I had in indie ball was definitely one of a kind. Just with how much they enjoyed the game, and just we all love being around each other, which definitely rekindled my love for the game. And so it was definitely a great experience for sure.
Now you're with the Rockies organization. Now you get to play at Chancy Park for your home. But how has the past couple of weeks have been so far for you?
It's been awesome, to be honest. You know, all the guys are great. It's a group of guys that love baseball, and we enjoy each other's company as well, so it's been really fun so far.
And of course, now your dad's been able to come watch you play as well too, so it's kind of unique now you get to go back to an organization that your dad was a part of, and you get to go through a system that when you reach the bigs you get to watch guys that you watch growing up as well too. So how important is it for you to continue this journey but also maybe get to Coors Field at some point?
I mean, you want to talk about full circle, that'd be as full circle as it gets. Even when I came in at the back half of spring training, just, you know, seeing some of the guys that I was around when my dad was coaching, and then everyone telling me, you know, oh, miss your dad, say hi to your dad. It was definitely a cool thing and definitely unique. But, yeah, I mean, getting to Coors Field would be probably as full circle as it gets.
And then the final thing I have for you, what are you most excited for the rest of this season as well?
I'm just excited to keep playing. To be honest with you, it's a real joy to be able to play this game. And again, playing in a place like Chuck Chancy, it's a really fun place to play. So I'm just looking forward to playing more games.
Well, I can't wait to see what the future holds for you. Thanks for taking time on this interview.
Sweet. Thank you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Playing the anthem today, please welcome 2023 District Band.
An outstanding national anthem to get us set for Tuesday morning baseball here at Chuck Chancy Park in downtown Fresno, California. California. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to 790 ESPN Radio Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. We are the free game of the day, so we're glad you could join us as the Fresno Grizzlies take on the Visalia Rawhide, a battle of single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Arizona Diamondbacks. My name is Stephen Rice. We have a beautiful morning, Tuesday morning, our final of three Making the Grade kid games here at the ballpark. A beautiful beautiful morning and an outstanding crowd on hand as your Fresno Grizzlies and Visalia Rawhide renew their Highway 99 rivalry this morning. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 22-16. The Visalia Rawhide at 15-23. The Grizzlies give the ball to left-hander Albert Pacheco as he gets ready with some warm-up pitches right now. A big thank you as well to outfielder and second baseman G.J. Hill for joining us on the pregame show. The former Visalia Rawhide outfielder, now part of the Fresno Grizzlies. We'll give you both lineups momentarily as the second baseman Christopher Torin will lead things off for Visalia against Albert Pacheco. Visalia Rawhide under manager D. Garner in his second season at the helm as we are ready for baseball this morning. Albert Pacheco will work out the full windup. And here comes his first offering to Torin. And it is a call strike in the inside part of the plate. And at 11:04 a.m., we are underway. Here comes the 0-1 from Pacheco. It's outside, count of one ball and one strike. The Rawhide lineup will look like this. Christopher Torin, the second baseman, will lead things off, followed by the shortstop, Yonsel Luis. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike. Count of one ball and two strikes. Third baseman, Ruben Santana, he hits third. Batting fourth, the catcher, Adrian De Leon. Here comes the 1-2. And it's in the dirt. Good stop for McCabe, counting at one ball and two strikes. Batting fifth will be the center fielder and the top prospect on this Rawhide squad, center fielder Drew Jones. Batting sixth will be the first baseman, Modafi Marte. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Angel Ortiz. Here comes the 2-2, and it's a fly ball that will drift into the crowd and a souvenir for a lucky fan. Batting eighth will be the DH, number 32, Jackson Feltner. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Cole Roberts. Here comes the 2-2 to Torin. And Pacheco, line drive out to center field. That ball is dropping quickly, and it's a base hit in right center field and a leadoff single for Visalia. First hit of the contest as it brings up the shortstop in Yonsel Luis, the number 6 prospect on this Visalia Rawhide squad. There are four top 30 prospects, actually four within the top 10 in the starting lineup for the Rawhide. Torin, the number 7, Luis, the number 6, Ruben Santana, the number 10, and Drew Jones, the number 3, as the first pitch is fouled off, counting no balls and one strike. On the mound for the Rawhide today will be Casey Anderson, and that Visalia Rawhide lineup will face Albert Pacheco as he will check on the runner. Back safely with a head-first dive is Torin. Runner at first with no outs here in the top of the first inning, just underway here at Chukchansey Park. Here's the pitch. It's outside. Count at 1-1. For your Fresno Grizzlies starting lineup, let's go through the defensive alignment first. In left field is E.J. Andrews Jr., G.J. Hill in center, and in right is Jason Hinchman. As the 1-1 dips low, count at two balls and a strike. Braylon Wimmer, he's at third. Andy Perez, he's at short. Luis Mendez at second. Aiden Longwell is at first. Here comes the pitch, and it is inside. The count is actually at two balls and two strikes to Yonsel Luis with a runner at first and no outs. Here comes the 2-2 from Pacheco. Looks back the runner. Here comes the pitch. And it's a line drive to center field. A base hit. And stopping at second is Torin as the center fielder Hill throws it in. And back-to-back singles now for the Rawhide, as he'll bring up the third baseman in Ruben Santana. Pacheco on the mound, McCabe behind the dish. The DH is Fadrio Cruz. The Grizzlies at 22-16 under manager Steve Solis. His Toyota starting lineup will be center fielder G.J. Hill. First baseman Aiden Longwell bats second. Third baseman Braylon Wimmer, he hits third. Batting fourth, Andy Perez, the shortstop. As here comes the first pitch to Ruben Santana. And it's a fly ball foul. Count at no balls and one strike. Batting fifth will be the right fielder, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting seventh, the DH, number 28, Fadrio Cruz. As here comes the 0-1 to Santana. And it's a fly ball to right field. It is going towards the line, and it will end up foul towards the Grizzlies' bullpen. And the count now at 0-2. Ben McCabe, the catcher, he hits eighth. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. And on the bump is Albert Pacheco. So those are the Grizzlies and the Rawhide lineups presented by Toyota. Count of 1-2. Runners at first and second with no outs for the Rawhide here in the top of the first inning. Here comes the pitch from the lefty Pacheco. It's in the dirt. Good stop from the catcher McCabe. Count of 1-2. Taurean, the runner at second. Luis, the runner at first. And Ruben Santana, the third baseman, at the dish. Count of 1-2. Here comes the pitch. And it is inside. Count at 2-2. Good fastball from Pacheco. That fastball ranges between 91 to 95. That one at 94 on the inside part of the dish. 2-2 to Santana. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball to third. Wimmer goes to second for one. On to first. It's high. And he is safe. The second baseman in Mendez was taken out by the runner in Luis. And there was a little bit of some pushing and shoving as Luis got up. So Taurean is now at third. Luis is out on the fielder's choice. It goes 5-4 for the first out. So now runners at the corners here with one away, and it's the catcher Adrian De Leon. And it looked like Mendez was trying to help up the runner in Luis. As here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and it is a called strike, counted 0-1. Home plate umpire is Alan Bryan. Over on the bases, Jeremy Rada. Alan Bryan, first time the Grizzlies have seen him this season. As here comes the 0-1. Swung on and missed. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. And De Leon way ahead of it. His account now at 0-2. Mendez, the second baseman, playing closer to the bag, but double play depth for Fresno's defense. As Pacheco will step off. Time around the diamond as the count at 0-2. Runners at first and third with one out here in the top of the first inning. Pacheco will come set, and here comes his offering. And it is called strike three. No, the throw to third, and it is not in time. It was a ball inside, apparently, and Pacheco then watches his catcher, McCabe, try to pick off the runner at third. So now the count at 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. An elevated fastball. And just like that, De Leon down on strikes. First punch out for Pacheco. Second out of the inning. And it brings up the center fielder in Drew Jones. So a foul tip into the glove of McCabe. Runners at the corners, two outs. And it's Drew Jones, the number 3 prospect in the Diamondbacks system. Here's the pitch, and Jones flies it foul down the right field line, counting 0-1. 73 degrees at first pitch. Sunny skies. 5-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. As here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed quickly. 0-2. A beautiful morning for baseball. Tuesday morning, game one of this 6-game series. Down to 1-2 as Pacheco looks back the runner at first base. Here comes the pitch. There goes the runner, and it's fouled off by Jones. Santana, good jump right there as he was looking to swipe second base. but the foul ball will keep him over at first. Runners at first and third with two outs here in the top of the first inning. Rawhide and Grizzlies. The Diamondbacks and Rockies single-A affiliates. Here comes the pitch. And it fouled off again. Heads up on the second level as the ball will bounce to the first level here at Chukchansey Park. Count remains at no balls and two strikes as Jones stays alive. Here comes another 0-2. And it's in the dirt. Good stop from McCabe. Count at one ball and two strikes. Again, first pitch at 11:05. We were right on the money today. Here at Chukchansey Park. A great national anthem from a local band. As here comes the 1-2. And it's fouled off. Another battle brewing here as Jones continues to foul off pitches from the left-hander and Albert Pacheco. Pacheco, a 1-1 record, a 2.73 ERA. Seventh appearance, sixth start. Here comes the 1-2 and a check on the runner. And back safely on the throw is Santana. Runner at third is Torin. He reached on a single. Santana reached on a fielder's choice. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Jones again. And it is inside, and the throw to second will go into center field. And this will score a run. On to third is Santana, and the Rawhide have a 1-0 lead. Torin scores on the errant throw from McCabe that should have never been thrown. So it should be a stolen base E2, and it will score a run. So now a runner at third with two outs. And the count now at two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball foul again. So Jones still at the plate, but the Rawhide take a 1-0 lead. Here in the top of the first inning. And again, glad you could join us for MILB's free game of the day. Here comes the 2-2 and a ground ball softly. The third baseman Wimmer, the long throw is not going to be in time. And it's an infield single and it's 2-0 Rawhide. Santana scores on the infield single that barely stayed fair down the third base line. So Jones has an RBI infield single, the third hit and second run allowed. And now it's Modafi Marte, the first baseman. And now a check on Jones back safely with the throw. 2-0 Rawhide. That's the Grizzlies. When they fall behind in a game, it does not bode well. When the opponents score first, Fresno 5-12 on the year. That swung on and missed. Counted 0-1. 93 from Pacheco. As the left-hander trying to get out of this inning. It's been a long frame. As another check on Jones, he's back safely. Visalia likes to run as here comes the pitch to Marte. And it's swung on and missed. Count now at no balls and two strikes. And Marte calls time. Good pitch up in the zone from Pacheco, who's now up to 32 pitches. Pacheco looking to get out of this inning without any more damage. Here comes the pitch. There goes the runner and a fly ball to center. This is playable, though, for the center fielder in Hill, and he makes the catch. Pacheco, though, allows two runs. An errant throw scores the first and a Drew Jones infield single. We head to the bottom of the first. Grizzlies coming to bat right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the first inning, 2-0. Visalia leads Fresno as G.J. Hill will lead things off against his former team here in the bottom of the first. Glad you could join us here for the free MILB game of the day. As here comes the first pitch from Casey Anderson, and it's outside, count of 1 ball and no strikes. We're also on Bally Live. All Tuesday games on Bally Live are brought to you by Takis. It's Takis Tuesday. Go to our concession stand or your local Takis retailer to get a bag of Takis. As here's a line drive out to right field, a base hit, and Hill now will stop at second with a leadoff double. So just like that, Fresno has their first man on, as G.J. Hill has a double down the right field line, State Fair, as it brings up the first baseman in Aiden Longwell. Once again, though, make sure you go to the concession stand or your local Takis retailer to get a bag of Takis on Bally Live. As Aiden Longwell now will come to the plate here in the bottom of the first inning. Runner at second with no outs. Here comes the pitch to Longwell, and it is a called strike, count at 0-1. So Hill, Longwell, Wimmer, Perez, Hinchman, Andrews Jr., Cruz, McCabe, Mendez for Fresno, their Toyota starting lineup. As here comes the 0-1 to Longwell, and he lines one foul. Now no balls and two strikes. As a souvenir for a young fan on the first row off the ricochet. No balls, two strikes. Great crowd on hand for Tuesday morning baseball. As here comes the 0-2 to Longwell from Anderson. And it is outside. Count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Casey Anderson, a 1-2 record, a 5.94 ERA. As here comes the 1-2 to Aiden Longwell. And Longwell, ground ball, Hill going to third. The only play is to first, and Longwell is retired. It goes 6-3, and Hill was going on contact, as he's now the runner at third with one out. And as here comes the third baseman in Braylon Wimmer. So Braylon Wimmer, a 3-for-4 game on Sunday in Stockton, and he will look to drive in the first run against Anderson. Here comes the pitch, and it's a fly ball out to right field. This is playable for the right fielder Ortiz, but it should be deep enough to score Hill. Here comes Hill. The throw is going to be late, and the Grizzlies are on the board. A sacrifice fly from Braylon Wimmer to right field. It's an RBI for him. Hill comes around to score after the leadoff double. It's now 2-1 as Fresno is on the board, and it brings up Andy Perez with two outs and no one on. The Grizzlies wearing their red uniforms. Grizzlies run across the front. They have the black numbers, the white outline on the back of those red jerseys. Here's the pitch to Perez outside, count of 1-0. Red hat, the red bill, the Grizzly Bear logo on top of that red cap. Visalia wearing the dark gray unis. As here comes the pitch, and Perez takes it inside. The count now should be at 2 balls and no strikes. The red numbers on the back of those Visalia dark gray unis. They have the black cap, the black bill, and the red Visalia V logo. Yes, here comes the 2-0 and a ground ball up the middle, and it gets into center field, a base hit for Andy Perez. Second hit for Fresno here in the frame, and Perez is on with two outs for right fielder Jason Hinchman. By the way, Visalia, their jerseys have Visalia written across the front as well. So road grays, home reds in today's matchup. Here in the bottom of the first inning, 2-1, Visalia leads Fresno. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and he will take a called strike. Counting no balls and one strike. Jason Hinchman batting .297, one home run, 15 RBI. Had a fantastic series in Stockton, as that's high for a ball. Count of one ball and one strike, which included his first homer of the 2024 season, had four RBI in Saturday's win over the Stockton Ports. Yes, here comes the 1-1. There goes the runner, Perez, for second. The throw is on time, and Perez is out as he loses his helmet, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies do get a run back on the sacrifice fly from Braylon Wimmer, G.J. Hill scoring. We head to the second, 2-1, Visalia. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the second inning, 2-1. Visalia leads Fresno, as Angel Ortiz will lead things off against the left-hander in Albert Pacheco. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike. Counted 0-1 from the lefty in Pacheco. Chuck Chancey Gold is giving away $1 million with a millionaire cash vault giveaway. Here's the 0-1. That is low. Count of 1-1. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. 1-1 is outside. Count of two balls and a strike. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Here's the pitch, and that's fouled off down the right field line. Count now two balls and two strikes. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. Here comes the 2-2 from Pacheco. It's low for a ball. Three balls, two strikes to the right fielder in Ortiz. Glad you could join us. The free game of the day on MILB TV. As here comes the 3-2, and it's inside. It almost hits the batter in Ortiz, and it's a leadoff walk for Pacheco. First walk issued by the lefty, and it brings up the designated hitter in Jackson Feltner. Pacheco, a little bit of some control issues early on, hasn't been able to find the strike zone completely yet, allowed three hits, two runs, one earned in the first inning. Here on May 21st, As here comes the pitch from Pacheco. It's outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. And a mound visit now from Ben McCabe. Albert Pacheco is 6'1", 176 pounds. The left-hander is 21 years old. Born in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent by the Rockies on July 2nd, 2019. Now in his fifth professional season and his second with the Grizzlies, Pacheco looking to be a big find in the international pool by the Rockies. Pacheco, a lively fastball that has good late action to it. A slider and a changeup to complement that fastball, as we mentioned, between 91 and 95, as he'll check on the runner in Ortiz back safely. Pacheco, as we said, making his sixth start of the year, seventh appearance overall. As here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. Count of one ball and one strike to Feltner. Pacheco appeared last week, the day game in Stockton on May 14th. Four scoreless innings, two hits, three walks, four strikeouts for Pacheco. As that swung on and missed, that was the changeup right there. And he pulled the string on Feltner, count of one and two. Pacheco's been an outstanding season so far. Looks to continue his strong play. As here comes the pitch. It's another changeup. That one dips a little bit low. And the count now at 2-2. Here in the top of the second inning. 2-1 Visalia leads Fresno. Here comes the pitch. And it is a called strike. And the umpire just said that was strike three. I believe it was 2-2, but the umpire said that was strike three, so apparently we had the count wrong. As Feltner is retired, second strikeout for Pacheco, first out of the inning, and it brings up left fielder Cole Roberts. So Pacheco, big first out. As here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike from the home plate umpire, Alan Bryan, on the bases, Jeremy Rada. 75 degrees here at Chukchansey Park, and we're glad you could join us for Tuesday morning baseball, as that pitch is also a called strike. Quickly, no balls and two strikes. From Albert Pacheco, looking for back-to-back punchouts. Cole Roberts, the left fielder. Here comes the 0-2. And a line drive out to left field. The left fielder, Andrews Jr., ranging back. And one left fielder lines out to the other. Two away here in the second inning. And it brings up the leadoff hitter in Christopher Torin. One for one, a single and a run scored. Torin, Luis Santana, De Leon, Jones Marte, Ortiz, Feltner, Roberts for this Visalia lineup. As here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike, counted 0-1 to Christopher Torin. Torin listed at 5'10", 155 pounds, the Venezuelan. Here comes the pitch, and a line drive to left field, and that ball is down and in the corner. Ortiz, he's rounding third, and he will stop there. And it's a double for Torin, who has now two legs of the cycle. A single and now a double here in the second inning, Ortiz to third. Runners now at second and third with two outs, and it's Yoncel Luis who singled his first time up. Luis, he is listed at 6 feet, 170 pounds, from San Pedro de Macorey, Dominican Republic. As Pacheco now with two runners in scoring position, looking to get out of the inning unscathed, as that goes outside, count of 1-0. Pacheco has made two starts against the California League South Division. As here comes the 1-0, and that's fouled off. Count now at one ball and one strike. Inland Empire has already visited Chukchansey Park, so the second Cal League South team to visit. Visalia at 15-23 on the year. As that pitch is inside, two balls and a strike. Visalia 7.5 games back of Rancho Cucamonga in the South Division. Fresno in the North Division, they are 2.5 games back at 22-16 As here's a ground ball, and the third baseman, Wimmer, he snags it. On to first, the throw is high, and everyone is safe, and the runner, and Luis, gets tangled up with Longwell, and he is down in pain. He landed awkwardly after the leg of Longwell tripped him up at first base, and he is hurt. It will score a run as the third baseman, Wimmer, made a nice play between short and third. The throw is offline, though, and Luis is down, and we hope that he's okay. Torin will get to third. Luis has an infield single for the time being. Ortiz scores, now 3-1 Visalia. As we will wait on the official ruling. But for the time being, Visalia has now four hits. They could have five depending on the ruling right here. And he is still down, being tended to by the athletic trainer in Kat Wooday. Still being checked on at first base. It is E5 on the throw by Wimmer that took Longwell off the bag and resulted in the injury to Luis. So no RBI for the shortstop in Luis. It is a run, though, so one run this inning on one hit and one error so far. So overall, Fresno now with two errors. They, coming into this game, led the California League in fielding percentage at .978. Just better than Visalia, who's second. Still checking on Luis over at first base. So Visalia now has three runs on four hits. There are two Grizzlies errors as well. And now runners at first and third with two outs for Ruben Santana, who reached on a fielder's choice. And they're checking on the runner, and it looks like Luis is okay. He will stay in the game. That was a scary play. Braylon Wimmer's throw took Longwell off the bag, and he tripped up the runner in Luis. There was no foul play involved in it. And luckily, everyone is okay, it looks like. But now the Rawhide looking to score some more runs here in the top of the second inning, leading 3-1. The only game going on in single A this morning, and we're glad you could join us here on MILB TV. Here comes the pitch, and that's outside, count at 1-0. Pacheco just a tad off on all of his mechanics and his pitches so far today here in the top of the second inning. As here comes the pitch from the left-hander, and it's swung on and missed, count at 1-1. Grizzlies trail 3-1. Top of the second inning, long way to go in this game, though. Pacheco will come set around the face. Here comes the pitch, and that's in the dirt. Count at 2-1. We're also on 790 ESPN. We thank them for their partnership this year. We'll be on again on Thursday as this series continues. Here comes the 2-1, and that is fouled off. Now 2-2 as Pacheco again gets to 2 strikes. Pacheco up to 56 pitches in just the second inning. Pacheco just lasted 4 innings in his previous start. Career high 7 innings done a few times in his professional career. So here's a ground ball again, foul down the third baseline. D. Garner, the manager for the Rawhide, giving it a look. Brad Marcelino, the hitting coach. Tyler Mark, the pitching coach. The bench coach is Jaime Del Valle. As here comes the pitch. And a ground ball, and that's into left field, a base hit. 4-1 Rawhide, an RBI single from Santana. As he continues to move the runners, Luis gets the second. Torin comes in to score for the second time. Second hit and a run. And now it's Adrian De Leon with runners at first and second and two outs. De Leon is 0-1 with a strikeout. It's a very good Rawhide lineup. 4 prospects in the top 10 in this Rawhide lineup. And Santana, the number 10 prospect with an RBI single. Here's the pitch outside. Count of 1-0. Again, just the top of the second inning. Pacheco, though, nearing 60 pitches. Here it is. And it is inside. Two balls and no strikes. Fresno do not want to go to their bullpen this early. No one in the pen just yet as here comes the 2-0. And that is a called strike count at 2-1. Here at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno. Tuesday morning baseball. Here comes the pitch. And that is a called strike. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. 93 miles per hour as the left-hander Stu Flesland III, it looks like, is the arm getting loose. And time called, and the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It is Stu Flesland III. He's already made a spot start this year, so he would be the arm that can eat up some innings if needed to get to the bridge of the bullpen. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. And it's a check swing, and he did go around, and that is a called strike 3. But another 2 runs for the Rawhide. They lead 4-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in the tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. First pitch is a ball inside to Jason Hinchman. Bottom of the second inning, the Rawhide lead the Grizzlies 4-1 as Casey Anderson back on the bump with a 3-run lead. As the pitch to Hinchman runs outside, counted 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bottom of the second inning will be Hinchman, Andrews Jr., and Cruz against the right-hander in Casey Anderson. Anderson coming set. Here comes his 2-0 to Hinchman. And Hinchman, a hard ground ball to short, picked up nicely. Over to first is in time as the shortstop Luis on to Marte goes 6-3, and Hinchman is out. One away as it brings up the left fielder in E.J. Andrews Jr. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going here in the bottom of the second inning. Andrews Jr. had a good series in Stockton with a pair of triples, batting 191, one home run, 10 RBI. As here comes the pitch, and Andrews Jr. looks to bunt, it goes foul. Andrews Jr. had probably one of the most beautiful bunts I've ever seen in Stockton. Runners at first and second when he was in Stockton, and he got a ball down the third baseline and reached on the infield bunt single. As here comes the 0-1 to Andrews Jr., and it's outside, count of 1 ball and 1 strike. here in the bottom of the second inning. Andrews Jr. waiting for the pitch from Anderson. Here it comes. And Andrews Jr. takes it for a called strike, count of 1-2. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As here comes the 1-2 and Andrews Jr. calls time. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote. As here's a fly ball out to right field, ranging back to the right fielder Ortiz. He's just shy of the warning track and will make the catch for the second out. Andrews Jr. now retired as brings up the DH in Fadrio Cruz. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or you can give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. First pitch from Cruz is laced foul, counting no balls and one strike. Here in the bottom of the second inning, the Grizzlies trailing 4-1. Here comes the pitch, and that is a call strike to Cruz, count at 0-2. Fadrio Cruz, the DH, had a couple hits in Stockton, which included a home run. Here comes the 0-2, and that is outside, count at 1-2. The Grizzlies did have a pitcher of the week against the Ports, left-hander and reliever Wellington Herrera. Count of 1-2 to Cruz. Here comes the pitch. And Cruz lines it just foul and below us. Count remains at 1-2. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going, they have one run on 2 hits. Here comes the pitch, and Cruz will actually take time. As Anderson steps off the rubber, Casey Anderson, 6'4", 185 pounds, 23 years old. Yes, here comes the 1-2 to Cruz. And Cruz, a fly ball to center field. Jones is sitting there, and he will make the catch. And a 1-2-3 bomb the second. We head to the third. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the third inning, 4-1, Visalia leads Fresno as Drew Jones will lead things off against the left-hander in Albert Pacheco. Jones, 1-for-1 with an infield single and an RBI. As here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and it is inside, the count at 1-0. Albert Pacheco against Drew Jones. Jones, 6'4", 180 pounds as he flies one to right field. That ball's hit well. The right fielder and Hinchman giving chase, and it's a ground rule double. The ball in fair territory bounces into the berm in right field, and Drew Jones is now 2-for-2 with that ground rule double. And for the third straight inning, the leadoff batter is on. And for Pacheco, that's his sixth hit allowed. I was a bring up Modafi Marte. It was 0-for-1 with a flyout. As the first pitch is inside, count of one ball and no strikes. Jones' seventh double of the season. And for the Rawhide, trying to extend their lead against Fresno. Here comes the pitch. And a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop Perez fields it nicely on at first as Jones will skedaddle over to third. Marte is out. It goes 6-3. One away as here comes the right fielder in Ortiz. Ortiz, a walk and a run, scored his first time at the dish. Here in the top of the third inning, glad you could join us. As the infield now in for Fresno. Pacheco comes set. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. The count at no balls and one strike. Good pitch down and away from Pacheco. Here comes the 0-1 from the left-hander. It's outside, 94 on that fastball. Count of one ball and one strike. Albert Pacheco, last year with Fresno, made 14 starts, going 7-4. Here comes the pitch. And a fly ball to right field. It's hit well. Hinchman ranging back. He will catch it on the warning track, but it's deep enough for Jones to score. Now 5-1 Rawhide. They have scored in every inning so far. And the sacrifice fly to right field as Hinchman makes the second out. It is a run, though. And for Pacheco, just his second earned among the five runs. As it will now bring up the DH in Jackson Feltner. Here comes the pitch, and it is a changeup. Count at one ball and no strikes. From Albert Pacheco, full name Alberto Alfredo Pacheco. Goes by Albert now. Here's the 1-0. That is inside. Two balls and no strikes. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. It is 5-1 Rawhide. Here's the pitch. And it is a foul ball, and it's going to go right below us. As the count now at two balls and one strike. Up here in the third level here at Chukchansey Park in our press box and suites level. As here's another foul ball. This time McCabe giving it chase, and he will watch it die in the lower rows. And the count now at two balls and two strikes to Jackson Feltner. Here on the top of the third inning, glad you could join us. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pacheco from the full windup. Here comes the pitch from the lefty. And it is swung on and missed. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. And Feltner is out. Fourth strikeout for Pacheco, but a ground rule double and a sacrifice fly makes a 5-1 Rawhide. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 5-1, the Rawhide lead the Grizzlies, as Ben McCabe, the Grizzlies catcher, will lead things off against the right-hander in Casey Anderson. Here comes the pitch. It's outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Casey Meb Anderson, born August 31st, 2000 in Salt Lake City, Utah, went to Utah Valley, the Wolverines, as the 1-0 will hit McCabe, and he will reach base on the hit-by-pitch. McCabe on Sunday was hit in the head on a hit-by-pitch, so he has now been hit by two pitches over the past couple of games. And the Grizzlies have their leadoff batter on for the second time in the three innings. So now runner at first with no outs, and it brings up the second baseman in Luis Mendez. But Casey Anderson, an 11th round draft pick by the Diamondbacks in 2023 out of Utah Valley. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and Mendez puts down a good bunt down the third baseline, and the only play is the third baseman Santana to the first baseman Marte. McCabe up to second on the bunt, so it's a sacrifice bunt. It goes 5-3 for the first out. And with the runner at second, it brings up G.J. Hill, 1-for-1, a double and a run. Anderson making his sixth start of the year. A 1-2 record of 5.94 ERA, 16 and two-thirds innings, 13 strikeouts. As the first pitch to Hill runs inside, count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson pitched with Visalia last year, made five appearances, four starts, also a 1-2 record. Here comes the 1-0, and Hill swing and a miss, count of 1-1. A 10.38 ERA for Anderson over 8 2/3 innings. Of course, now really trying to get into the thick of things this season. Runner at second with one out as here comes the 1-1 to Hill. And it's outside, two balls and one strike. To G.J. Hill, the switch hitting center fielder and second baseman. Hill, the former Visalia Rawhide, played with the Rawhide for a couple seasons before being released by the Diamondbacks. It was a fourth-round draft pick out of high school, as that swung on and missed. The count now at two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at second with one out as Hill trying to score the runner in McCabe. Anderson will look back McCabe, who will head over to second base with no throw. The Grizzlies 9-9 in the month of May. They've won three in a row, though. They took five out of six from Stockton. They've won six of their last seven, as that is a foul ball by Hill. Count remains at two balls and two strikes. The Grizzlies playing a lot of close games as of late as well. Their 9-4 win on Sunday was their biggest margin of victory in their last six wins. And the Grizzlies trying to win at home. It's been tough as there's a throw to second. McKay back in, and the shortstop who wasn't covering Luis makes an acrobatic catch. So two balls, two strikes, one out. Still runner at second. McCabe getting into the head of Anderson. But here comes the pitch to Hill, and it is outside. Three balls and two strikes. To G.J. Hill, Glenn Allen Hill Jr., our pregame guest, as here comes the 3-2, and Hill lines a foul again right on that pitch from the right-hander in Anderson. Casey Anderson, as we said, 6'4", 185 pounds, 23 years old. Three balls, two strikes again to G.J. Hill. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off down the first baseline. Manager Steve Solis giving it an ole. The Grizzlies' third base coach is their bench coach, Cesar Galvez. Most teams, but not the Grizzlies, usually have their manager as their third base coach. But Cesar Galvez is a manager in his own mind, and he'll be a good future manager whenever given the opportunity. As a 3-2 is outside, ball four to G.J. Hill. The catcher in De Leon, after the walk, went to look to see what McCabe was doing. He did not throw the ball as Hill will reach on a walk. Took a time that Hill has reached. Hill had a career-high three walks on Sunday in Stockton. So now his fourth walk in the last two games. And the first walk issued today by Anderson. So now runners at first and second with one out for Aiden Longwell, 0-for-1 with a ground out. Here's the pitch, and Longwell fouls it off, counted 0-1. Aiden Longwell, one of the most consistent hitters on this Grizzlies team, batting .294, two home runs, 19 RBI. A .758 OPS, has the most hits in a single game by any Grizzlies batter with four. And that was also last week against the Stockton Ports. Longwell had a triple on Sunday as he's awaiting the pitch from Anderson. Here comes the 0-1, and that's a fly ball foul. Now no balls, two strikes to Aiden Longwell. Longwell listed at 6'1", 205 pounds, 22 years old from Ohio. Went to Kent State. He was a two-sport athlete, football and baseball in high school. As Longwell fouls off another one, went to Washington High School. And he said that he was probably a better football player than baseball player. And his high school, Washington High School, was one of those high schools where it was the main thing at that school. And he loved every second of it. As here comes the 0-2 to Longwell. And that is low count of one ball and two strikes. Aiden Longwell did receive a couple offers to play football, but had more of a passion for baseball. Took his talents to Kent State, and then was drafted last year by the Rockies. Here comes the 1-2, and Longwell fouls off another one. 93 from Anderson. That fastball looking really good. Here in the bottom of the third inning, 5-1 Rawhide. The Grizzlies, though, two runners on with only one out. Here comes the 1-2. And Longwell, swing and a miss, and he is down on strikes. First strikeout for Anderson. And the second out of the inning, and a big one, as it brings up the third baseman, Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer, a sacrifice fly, picked up the RBI to score Hill back in the first inning. As the Grizzlies trail 5-1, they would love an opportunity to continue this inning and get it to Andy Perez, who's on deck. Here comes the pitch, and Wimmer takes a called strike, counted 0-1. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. As the 0-1's in the dirt, count at 1-1. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. As that pitch runs high, two balls and a strike to Wimmer. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Here on MILB, as here comes the 2-1 to Braylon Wimmer, and Wimmer, ground ball up the middle, the second baseman ranging, the only throw is to first, and it's in time. Good play from Taurean up the middle, the backhand gets Wimmer, and the Grizzlies leave two runners stranded. 5-1 Visalia as we head to the fourth. We will be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and it is inside to Cole Roberts. Top of the fourth inning, 5-1. The Rawhide lead the Grizzlies as Albert Pacheco has been working in and out of trouble all game. He's already up to 77 pitches as here comes the 1-0 to Roberts. That's a called strike, count of 1-1. Roberts lined out to the left fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. back in the second inning. So he is 0-1. Here comes the pitch, that's outside, count at 2-1. The Grizzlies trailing here on Tuesday morning. Fresno's played very well on Tuesdays and day games. As that pitch is a called strike, 2-2. The Grizzlies, 8-2 in day games this year. They on Tuesdays are 5-1 in the first game of a series, 6-1. So Fresno going to try to get back in this one and continue their strong play early in the series. Here comes the 2-2 from Pacheco, winds and deals. And a ground ball softly hit Wimmer at third. Couple crow hops over to first in time. And it goes 5-3. And Roberts is retired. One away as it brings up the second baseman and Christopher Torin. 2-2. A single, double, and two runs scored. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. As here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and it is a called strike, count at 0-1. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1-2 bedroom apartments. Has a good breaking ball, and Torin just nips it foul, count at 0-2. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Swung on and miss as McCabe applies a tag. Two outs. Two away now as it brings up the shortstop in Yancel Luis. And Torin down on strikes. That's the fifth strikeout for Pacheco. Two outs here in the inning. As that pitch is high, count of 1-0 to Yancel Luis. He's reached base twice, a single, and reached on an error his last time at the dish. As the 1-0 is fouled off, count at 1-1. And again, we'd like to thank Manco Abbott and Lou Pervonce, apartment homes at the Dominion, for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and a ground ball softly hit Perez. He picks it up over to first, is in time, and a 1-2-3 inning for Albert Pacheco. We head to the bottom of the fourth. The Grizzlies need to get the bats going. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, the Rawhide lead the Grizzlies 5-1. First pitch to Andy Perez is fouled off towards the Rawhide dugout on the third base side. Count of no balls and one strike from Casey Anderson. As Perez, 1-for-1 with a single, was caught trying to steal second as that pitch is outside. Count of one ball and one strike. Glad you could join us for Tuesday morning baseball. Our final 11:05 a.m. first pitch game of the season, as that's outside. Two balls and one strike. We had three making the grade games. This is our final of those three. It is a kids' day at the ballpark. Schools around the Central Valley get a free game and a free assembly thanks to your Fresno Grizzlies. As that pitch is inside, count at 3-1. Free game, free lunch, free assembly. We had Mark Standriff, part of Beautify Fresno, and a couple Grizzlies pitchers as well talking about the community and how to help out. As here comes the 3-1, and it's fouled off by Perez. Count of three balls and two strikes. Mark Sandriff's Beautify Fresno is an initiative where people around the Central Valley can go to locations here in Fresno and Clovis and pick up garbage, pick up around the Central Valley and help out, clean up the community. As here comes the 3-2, and that is a pop up, and it will be a foul ball as the catcher and De Leon gave a great effort and he comes up without the catch. Count remains at 3-2. So Mark Standriff talking to the kids that are here. A great showing as well. Lots of kids here at the ballpark. Can't wait to see what the numbers are for today's attendance. The first two games were in the 8,000s for total kids at the ballpark. And we thank all the schools, all the teachers, all the kids, and of course, the Grizzlies staff and all of our partners for making this game possible. But the final one of the year as well, Fresno, their earliest game for the rest of the season will be 1:05 at home. As here comes the 3-2 to Andy Perez. And Perez, a high chopper, the second baseman in Torin is there. He picks it up over to first in time. It goes 4-3 for the first out. As now here comes the right fielder in Jason Hinchman. Hinchman 0-for-1 with a ground out. But a big thank you again to our partners for making the grade possible. A big thank you to Jack Van Volkenburg, to Norma Mata for being able to help out, send out tickets. As here's a fly ball to right field. This is playable in shallow right field. Now in foul territory, the first baseman, Marte, makes the catch. Two outs now as it brings up the left fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. We also want to thank Jacob and Eric Moreno for down in the ticket office for being able to help all the schools, especially coming into the ballpark today as well. Our game day staff showing around the kids to the ballpark. It is not an easy thing to put on, and we're glad to be able to continue this amazing event, making the grade. As that pitch is a called strike, count at 0-1 to E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr., the local product, went to Fresno State. As that's a check swing, he did not go around. Count of 1-1. Bottom of the fourth inning, 5-1, Visalia leads Fresno. It's the Grizzlies' bats, only two hits so far. A double and a single, both in the first inning. As that runs outside, count of 2-0. This was a Grizzlies team that had 15 hits on Sunday in Stockton. Here comes the 2-1 Andrews Jr., and he swings and misses. Count now at 2-2. You're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Glad you could join us. 2-2. Here's the pitch. And Andrews Jr. fouls off. He will stay alive and see another offering from Anderson. But glad you could join us on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV, the free game of the day. As here's a fly ball out to left field, hit well, but right at the left fielder in Roberts. And a 1-2-3 inning for Anderson. We head to the fifth. It is 5-1 Visalia. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 5-1. Visalia leads Fresno as Ruben Santana will lead things off against Albert Pacheco. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and it swung on and missed. Counted 0-0. A changeup, and a good changeup indeed from Pacheco. 0-1. Pacheco will wind, and his pitch is a little bit low. Counted 1-1. Albert Pacheco allowed 5 runs over the first three innings, but had a nice 1-2-3 fourth. As here comes the pitch, and a ground ball back off Pacheco. Pacheco picks it up over to first in time. It goes 1-3, and Pacheco looks to be okay. As Pacheco has the first out, it goes 1-3 as it brings up Adrian De Leon, who's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Now they're talking in the dugout of the Grizzlies side about Pacheco and that ground ball that went off at the back of his leg. Here comes the 0-1, or first pitch. It's actually, now it's 0-1. That ball was at 106 miles per hour on the exit velocity that hit Pacheco. Here's the 0-1. That's inside. Count of one ball and one strike. As the Grizzlies trying to find a way to get back into this game. Fresno, 43-11 all time against the Rawhide. Here comes the 1-1. That is low. Two balls and a strike. The Grizzlies 22-2 at Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the 2-1 and a fly ball. That one will go foul. Now two balls, two strikes. So the Grizzlies have had tons of success against the Rawhide, which includes three sweeps here at Chuck Chansey Park. But this Rawhide team, especially under manager D. Gardner, lots of prospects, a good hitting team. The pitching is being developed properly. And the Diamondbacks, of course, getting to the World Series. Already have been able to use the prospects to help them out at the big league level. Yes, here comes the 2-2 from Pacheco, and it swung on and missed. Sixth strikeout for Pacheco as De Leon has struck out three times. Two outs, and it brings up Drew Jones. 2-for-2, a ground rule double with a run scored. He also has an RBI single on an infield single. Drew Jones last year was with Visalia. And I remember Drew Jones, the majority of his hits last year were to the opposite field where he had that ground rule double back in the third inning. Great opposite field power. As that pitch runs inside, count of one ball and one strike. 6'4", 180 pounds, hometown of Atlanta, Georgia. A first round draft pick, 22 overall. As there's a check swing, it's fouled off, count at 1-2. So first rounder in 2022 for Drew Jones. A high school product, as here comes the offering from Pacheco. Wines and deals. And that is just low. Two balls and one strike. Pacheco just missing the bottom of the zone, according to home plate umpire Alan Bryan. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco again to Jones. And Jones will take it low. And now it's three balls and a strike. Here comes the offering from Pacheco again. And it's low, ball four. As Jones draws a two-out walk. Second walk issued by Pacheco. And it brings up Modafi Marte, who is 0-for-2. A right-hander down the pen for Fresno. We'll see if Steve Solis, the Grizzlies manager, will make the move right here. He's on the top step of the dugout looking at his left-hander who wants to face Marte. Here comes the pitch. And it's a fly ball foul counted 0-1. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for a chance to win free eggs. As that pitch misses, count of 1-1. Pete and Jerry's Eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. That's a strike count of 1-2 as Marte fixing his gloves. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball as that pitch runs inside. Counted two balls and two strikes. And again, we thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner here in the top of the fifth. Here comes the 2-2 inside. Three balls and two strikes as Pacheco's fastball runs in at 92. Here on May 21st, Tuesday morning baseball, game one of this six-game series. Here's the 3-2, and a fly ball foul as Marte gets a piece of it. So 3-2 to Marte. Pacheco winds, deals, and it is low, ball 4. Another 2-out walk for Pacheco, his 3rd walk of the game. And it will be the right fielder, Angel Ortiz, who has a walk and a sacrifice flies. Here comes manager Steve Solis, and there'll be a pitching change right after this. We'll be back here at Chick Chansey Park.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Chick Chansey Park. We are still in the top of the 5th inning. There are 2 outs and 2 runners on as Jake Madden will take over for Albert Pacheco for your Grizzlies. 5-1, the Rawhide lead the Grizzlies, though, here in the top of the 5th inning. Glad you could join us as Ortiz, the right fielder, who has a walk, a run scored, and a sacrifice fly in this game, will stride to the plate. Here comes the pitch from Jake Madden. And the right-hander's pitch runs outside, count at 1-0. Jake Madden is listed at 6 feet 6 inches, 185 pounds, 22 years old. Here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander, and it swung on and missed. Good pitch down the zone, count at 1-1. Born in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, Madden was drafted initially by the Angels before being traded to the Rockies last year at the trade deadline. Here comes the 1-1, and that is a called strike, count at 1-2. He's one of 3 Grizzlies' top 30 prospects in the Rockies system. Madden ranked at number 20 overall. As here comes the 1-2 to Ortiz. And a fly ball, and that gets down a base hit. This will score at least one run. Marte, he will be waved in as the throw is on its way from Mendez, and he is safe. And getting to third is Ortiz, and the Rawhide have broken it open, now 7-1 here in the 5th. Jones scores with 2 outs. Marte scores as well. Ortiz should have an RBI, 2 RBI double. Gets to third on the throw. So the first hit of the inning scores 2 runs. The hit charged to Madden. The 2 runs to Pacheco. And that will finish his line. Is now a runner at third with 2 outs. As that is inside, the count of 1-0 to Jackson Feltner, who's 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. But after 2 quick outs, back-to-back walks, and then the RBI double, or 2 RBI double, for Ortiz. As that is a called strike, count at 1-1. So Pacheco's line is done, and his worst outing of the season. It is now 7-1 Rawhide here in the 5th. Here comes the 1-1. A check swing. Did he go around? No, he did not. Count it 2 balls and a strike. Pacheco, 4 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 7 runs, 4 earned, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. As here comes the 2-1 to Feltner, and he will foul it off. Count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pacheco finished with 107 pitches. The most pitches thrown by a Grizzlies arm in a game this season. As here comes the pitch from Madden, time called by Feltner, who has struck out twice so far. Count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Runner at third with 2 outs, and the Rawhide have scored in 4 of their 5 innings so far. Here's the pitch. And a high chopper up the middle. Perez charging quickly. The throw to first is in time, and that will end the inning. But a 2-out rally by the Rawhide. Back-to-back walks, and then a 2-RBI double. 7-1 Rawhide. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 7-1. Visalia leads Fresno as Fadrio Cruz will lead things off against Casey Anderson. As here comes the first pitch from Anderson, and Cruz takes it low for a ball. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bottom of the fifth inning, 7-1 Visalia. They've scored in 4 of their first 5 innings. As here comes the 1-0. That's outside. 2 balls and no strikes. This is a Grizzlies team that needs to get going offensively. Just 2 hits so far for Fresno. It's been a tough month in May for the Grizzlies offense. They have only scored 58 total runs. Now 59 with the 1 run today. As the pitch is outside. 3 balls and no strikes. That is just over 3 runs a game. The Grizzlies had 9 runs on Sunday to help the statistic a little bit. As a 3-0 is a call strike, count now at 3-1 to Cruz. But Fresno has been able to score some runs against Stockton, but here today against the Rawhide, it has been a completely different story. So here's a fly ball to deep center field, but playable for the center fielder Jones as he runs it down. 1 out. As now Anderson has retired 6 in a row. And it brings up the catcher in Ben McCabe. McCabe was hit by a pitch his first time up. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, the Rawhide looking for the 3rd ever win here at Chuck Chansey Park. Tuesday morning baseball. Here comes the pitch to McCabe, and it's fouled off, counted 0-1. Ben McCabe, 6 feet, 185 pounds from Sarasota, Florida. Grew up a Blue Jays fan. As here comes the 0-1. Check swing. Did he go around? He did not. Count a 1 ball and 1 strike. Base umpire Jeremy Rada. Glad to have him back here at Chuck Chansey Park. As here comes the 1-1. Swung on and missed. Count a 1-2. Good fastball from Anderson up in the zone. As McCabe went chasing after it at 92. 1 ball, 2 strikes. As the Grizzlies Trail the Rawhide, the Battle of the Highway 99 series, as that's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Visalia and Fresno, if you drive nonstop, about 43 minutes away from one another, 39.26 miles. Here's the 2-2. Line drive to left field, a base hit for Ben McCabe. Backhand as the left fielder throws it in quickly. McCabe will stay at first. It's a one-out single, and McCabe has reached base twice as it brings up the second baseman in Luis Mendez. So a single for McCabe, and that's just the third hit for Fresno as it brings up Luis Mendez, the nine-hole hitter. The Grizzlies looking to get back in this game. Mendez, he will ground one. That's down the left field line, a base hit. McCabe will stop at second. Mendez has a single, and the Grizzlies now with two runners on and one out. So Mendez, a sacrifice bunt his first time, a single that he sprays down the left field line. Back-to-back hits now, and Fresno in business with the top of the lineup coming up in G.J. Hill. One away, Hill, though. He is one for one, a double walk and run scored. And wouldn't this be nice for him if he can continue the inning and get it to Aiden Longwell in the top of this Grizzlies lineup that's always been dangerous. As here is a mound visit, and the umpire and Alan Bryan, the home plate umpire, making the notice towards the Visalia dugout. As here comes the pitch to G.J. Hill. And it's a fly ball to right field. It's hit well. It's going to be at the warning track and end up just short as the right fielder Ortiz makes the play. Up to third goes McCabe as Hill just missed a home run. And that's the second out of the inning as it brings up Aiden Longwell with runners at the corners and two away. Hill went after the first pitch, and that ball just missed going out. Not a lot of wind here, only 5 miles per hour out to right field. 75 degrees, a perfect morning for baseball. You're in the bottom of the fifth as the Grizzlies now trying to score some runs with Aiden Longwell at the plate. Here's the pitch. And Longwell takes it outside, count of one ball and no strikes. The Grizzlies already going to their bullpen, and now they're going to try to see if they can get the starter, Casey Anderson, out of this game. Who's allowed just four hits, one run, it's been earned. Here's the 1-0-2 Longwell. And that is inside, two balls. Called a strike, count of one and one. Late call from the home plate umpire, Alan Bryan. So one ball, one strike. Runners at the corners as Mendez leads from first. McCabe the runner at third. Here's the 1-1 to Longwell. And Longwell swing and he foul tips it. Count at 1-2. As Longwell takes his time. Longwell will have to battle now. 0-2, a ground out and a strikeout. The right-hander Anderson looks in for his sign. He will come set around the belt. Here comes the 1-2. And Longwell swings and misses, and the Grizzlies leave a runner stranded at first and third. We head to the sixth, all Rawhide so far. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the sixth inning, 7-1 Visalia leads Fresno, as Cole Roberts, who's 0-2, will lead things off. First pitch is fouled off against Jake Madden. The count at no balls and one strike. Madden taking over for Albert Pacheco. Madden, his 11th appearance out of the bullpen. A 1-0 record, a 3.31 ERA. Here's the pitch. It's now 1-1 as that pitch runs outside to Roberts. Heads up, Grizzlies fans, starting June 1st, Chuck Chancey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy. Once here comes the 1-1, and it's fouled off, kind of 1-2. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark, and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. Here comes the 1-2 to Roberts, and it is low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. For more information on our clear bag policy, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chancey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Roberts spoils that pitch foul. The count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here in the top of the sixth inning, on May 21st, was Jake Madden against Cole Roberts. Madden's offering, here it is, and a ground ball to the shortstop Perez. Perez has been busy, over to first in time. It goes 6-3, and Roberts is retired. One away as it brings up the second baseman, Christopher Torin. 2-for-3, a double and 2 runs scored for Torin at the top of this lineup for Visalia. As we said, a 6-game series, a lot of fun and action-packed promotions throughout the week. As Madden gets ready, here comes the pitch from the right-hander in the hybrid motion, and it is a strike count at 0-1 to Christopher Torin here on May 21st. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, winds and deals. And it is a called strike quickly at no balls, 2 strikes. On Friday, May 24th at 7:05 p.m., the Grizzlies were turned into the Fresno Growers for Growers Night, presented by Stimulus Produce. There's also Friday Night Fireworks. A great way to spend your Friday night is here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the 0-2 from Madden to Torin. And it's a ground ball again. Perez, backhand, tough play, the spin, the high throw, and it is safe as the first baseman Longwell could not tag Torin. Perez did everything he could on that hard hit ball. It was at 90 miles per hour. And we'll see what the ruling ends up being here as Torin reaches for the third time. And now it's Yonsel Luis, as now the umpires are discussing to see if Longwell tagged Torin before he touched the base. And they said he is safe. It is going to be a single for Torin now, 3-for-4. That's the 8th hit for the Rawhide. It brings up Yonsel Luis. J-A-N-S-E-L-L-U-I-S, the number 6 prospect in the Diamondback system. Here's the pitch. Fly ball foul, counted 0-1. On Saturday, May 25th at 6:50 p.m., it's Fresno Parks and Rec Night, featuring Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on Parks and Recreation. Come enjoy a great night at the ballpark and see one of the best comedians out there. So here's a fly ball to left field. Andrews Jr. coming in, and he will make the catch. Two outs now. As Luis is retired, and it brings up the third baseman in Ruben Santana. Santana, 1-for-3, an RBI single and a run scored. He also has a stolen base. So Saturday night will be a lot of fun. And then Sunday, May 26th, at 1.05 p.m. to wrap up this six-game series. And it will be Parker's birthday, the best mascot in minor league baseball. So that's fouled off, count it 0-1. Come celebrate Parker T. Bear and enjoy some Sunday afternoon baseball. Grab your tickets now for every game, not only this week, but for the rest of the season at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Of course, July 4th around the corner. Make sure you grab your tickets now, FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can come on down to the Chancy Park ticket office. As that pitch runs inside, Santana watches out, and the count now at 1-1. Again, a great week of entertainment for the Highway 99 battle between the Rawhide and your Fresno Grizzlies. As the pitch is swung on and missed. Good pitch from Madden on the outside part of the plate. Count now at 1-2. Two outs, runner at first here in the top of the sixth inning. 7-1, Visalia leads Fresno. Madden comes set at the belt. Here comes his 1-2 offering. And it's chopped foul as Santana stays alive. Santana, number 10 prospect in the Diamondback system. 6 feet, 190 pounds from the Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent in 2022. Here is the 1-2 from Madden. There goes the runner. It's outside. The runner stays put then on the good jump, though. And the count now at 2-2. Jake Madden trying to get out of this inning. So far, one-third of an inning before this frame. As here comes the 2-2, and a fly ball to deep left field. Is the ball fair? It will go foul towards the Fresno Social and Michelob Ultra. As a count of 2-2. Here at Chancy Park, nice crowd on hand as some of the kiddos already have to head back to school. That's not fun. 2-2. Here comes the pitch from Madden once again. And it swung on and missed. He gets Santana to end the inning. A clean six. Let's see if the momentum swings towards the Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancy Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. bottom of the sixth inning, 7-1, Visalia leads Fresno. As here comes the first pitch to Braylon Wimmer, and he pops it foul just to the right of us, count it 0-1. Wimmer is 0-1, a sacrifice fly back in the first inning, the lone run for the Grizzlies in this game. As here comes the pitch and a line drive out to left field, and it is caught by the left fielder in Roberts. What a catch as Wimmer is retired for the first out. That's just how today has gone for the Grizzlies for Tuesday morning baseball. And he'll bring up the shortstop and Andy Perez. Perez is 1-for-2, a single back in the first inning. As the Grizzlies trail 7-1, Casey Anderson in his sixth inning of work. Here comes the pitch to Perez, and Perez takes a ball outside, count at 1-0. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. As that swung on and missed, count at 1-1. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. As Perez, ground ball, that is just foul, down the right field line. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 7-1 Visalia looking for their third win ever at Chuck Chansey Park. Here's the pitch to Perez. It is high. Two balls and two strikes. The Grizzlies just four hits. They had two in the first inning and two in the fifth. As Perez lines one foul, and the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Perez has had an outstanding season. A .283 batting average coming into this game. The average now at .286. Here comes the pitch, and Perez line drive out to left field, and that ball goes foul towards the Rawhide bullpen. Count remains at two balls, two strikes. Perez has four home runs, including one grand slam. That's tied for the team lead. He also has three triples and six doubles, 21 RBI, 17 runs, 11 walks. Two balls, two strikes to Perez, the Cuban native. And Perez, a ground ball foul again as he stays alive. That pitch in on the hands. There remains two balls and two strikes. Andy Perez started the year on an 18-game hit streak. Hit safely in 23 of his first 24 games. He's cooled off just a tad bit. As here comes the 2-2 and a ground ball to third. This is picked up cleanly by Santana. Over to first in time. It goes 5-3 for the second out, and it brings up Jason Hinchman, 0-for-2 for the Grizzlies right fielder. Jason Hinchman wasn't a baseball fan growing up, was a wrestler for the majority of his childhood, but when you have that kind of strength and power, it makes sense to play baseball. Known for hitting home runs in college and high school, as he swings and misses on the first pitch, counted 0-1. Had his first home run last week, had 70 in college at Tennessee Tech, as that pitch is high, counted 1-1. Signed as an undrafted free agent by the Rockies in 2023. As here comes the 1-1 to Hinchman, and it's fouled off, counted 1-2. A very smart hitter in Hinchman. The ability to drive the baseball, of course, the exit velocity is something that will always be eye-popping to any player, coach, scout, team, as the count at 1-2. Here's the pitch from Anderson, and a line drive out to left field, a base hit. Hinchman stays within there as he drives it out to left, a two-out single. Fifth hit for Fresno, and here comes E.J. Andrews Jr., who's 0-for-2. There is action in both bullpens. A left-hander starts to get loose down in Visalia's pen. Looks like it is number 9, Carlos Rey. As here comes the pitching coach in Tyler Mark. On the other side, Fresno, they have a right-hander. And it looks like it's Tyler Hoffman who pitched on Sunday in Stockton. As the Grizzlies trail 7-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And this mound visit probably giving some time for Rey to get loose. With the lefty Fadjo Cruz on deck, this might be Anderson's last batter. If the Grizzlies can extend this inning. Anderson is an outstanding game. So far, 5 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, it was earned. 1 walk, 1 hit by pitch, and 2 Ks. Was this Grizzlies offense trying to figure it out against the right-hander? Maybe a change of pitcher would help out Fresno. Either way, Andrews Jr. will have to battle Anderson. And here comes the pitch from the righty. And Andrews Jr. swing and a miss, counted 0-1, a slider at 83 miles per hour. Runner at first with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed again. Count it, no balls and two strikes. Andrews Jr. back-to-back breaking balls that he was way out in front of. Here's the 0-2, and it is called strike three, and that will end the inning. Andrews Jr. did not like the call, and the Grizzlies go down in the sixth. We head to the seventh. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV, the free game of the day.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the seventh inning, 7-1, the Rawhide lead the Grizzlies as Adrian De Leon, who's 0-3 with three punchouts, will take on the new arm out of the Fresno bullpen. Right-hander Tyler Hoffman as the first pitch is lifted foul. Count it 0-1. So De Leon, the cleanup hitter, will take on Tyler Hoffman. Hoffman enters for Jake Madden, who was outstanding out of the bullpen. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed, counted 0-2. Madden, 1 1/3 clean innings of baseball, 2 hits and 1 strikeout for the right-hander. And now to Tyler Hoffman, as here comes his 0-2. And time called by De Leon as he steps off to change up the rhythm of the right-hander Hoffman. So Hoffman appearing in his 15th game, the most in single A. No record and 9.24 ERA. Here comes the 0-2. It's outside, count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoffman pitched on Sunday against Stockton. It was a tough two-thirds of an inning. Had four walks, allowed three runs, all of them earned. One ball, two strikes to De Leon. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman. Winds and deals. It's outside, 2-2. Hoffman listed at 6 feet, 182 pounds. 24 years old from Mobile, Alabama. Went to Tulane, a 17th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. Here comes the 2-2 from Hoffman, and it is fouled off. Just getting a piece is De Leon. Here in the top of the 7th inning, glad you could join us. And Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As that pitch just misses, now 3-2. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Here comes the payoff pitch to De Leon. Hoffman winds and deals, and it is fouled off just below us. Count remains at 3-2. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 7th. Here comes a 3-2 from Hoffman, and it is called strike 3. And for the 4th time today, De Leon is down on strikes. A golden sombrero as Hoffman picks up the 8th strikeout overall for Fresno. And now brings up Drew Jones. This should be a fun matchup with the hard-throwing Hoffman against the good hitter in Drew Jones. Jones has reached base 3 times. He is 2-for-2, an RBI and 2 runs scored. Here's the pitch. And it is low, count of 1-0. From Tyler Hoffman, that can get that fastball up to the mid to upper 90s. Yes, he is looking for a clean inning. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside. The count now at 2-0. Almost 1 o'clock Pacific time here in Fresno as the Grizzlies and the Rawhide battling it out. Here comes the pitch, and it is inside. The count now at 3-0. As Hoffman working very carefully against Jones. Jones back for another season with Visalia. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside, 4. And that's a 1-out walk as Jones has reached base for the 4th time now. 4th walk as well for Fresno pitching. And it brings up Modifi Marte, M-O-D-E-I-F-I-M-A-R-T-E. Marte is 0-for-2, a walk and a run scored. That was back in the 5th. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going this afternoon. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman. And it swung on and missed. Good slider at 89 miles per hour down in the zone. Count it 0-1. Tyler Hoffman, born on September 1st, 1999. Here comes the pitch. It's outside. Count of 1-1. As we said, for Hoffman, appearing in his 14th game of the year, the Grizzlies 9-5 when he appears in a game. He has 3 holds. And the count of 1-1 to Marte. Here's the pitch from Hoffman. Looks in. 5 on the pitch clock, and it's a ground ball, softly hit. Wimmer's up with it. The throw to first is in time for the second out as Jones gets the second on the slow roller to Wimmer. So it goes 5-3, 2 away, as he'll bring up the right fielder in Angel Ortiz. Ortiz has had a good game. Two RBI double back in the 5th inning. He has 3 RBIs overall after a sacrifice fly back in the 3rd. Walked and scored in the 2nd among his at-bats today. As there's a mound visit between McCabe and Hoffman. Top of the 7th inning, 7-1. Visalia leads Fresno. Glad you could join us for Tuesday morning, now afternoon baseball, here in downtown Fresno at Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the pitch to Ortiz. As Hoffman looks back the runner, it's outside. Count at one ball and no strikes. Two outs in the inning, runner at second. And Drew Jones, he's already scored two runs today. Here is the 1-0. And it's a high fly ball, and it will drift foul. Count at one ball and one strike. You could hear the sound of that ball that ricocheted all the way back. That was a not a good sounding sound, I can tell you that. As a count of one ball, one strike. Hoffman comes set. Here comes his offering towards Ortiz. And it's a fly ball to left field. Andrews Jr. will watch it head into the seats. And the count now at one ball and two strikes. As the Grizzlies trying to continue their strong play, they've won three in a row, six of their last seven. In the games the Grizzlies have dropped, they have not been able to get really anything going on either side of the ball. As here comes the 1-2, and it's outside, two balls and two strikes. The Grizzlies just won their series in Stockton, taking 5 out of 6 from the Ports. Visalia at 15-23, they're just a half game better than Stockton record-wise. Here's the 2-2. And it's high, three balls and two strikes. 94 miles per hour as there's action down that Fresno bullpen. I believe it's Bryson Hammer, the left-hander, getting loose. It's actually Braden Carmichael. As here comes the 3-2. And a fly ball to left field. Andrews Jr., he's coming in and will make the catch. And Hoffman has a clean seventh. We head to the stretch here at Chuck Chansey Park. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua?
Welcome back to Chuck Chansey Park here in downtown Fresno, California. As the first pitch is a called strike from Carlos Reyes. He takes over for Casey Anderson and the Rawhide here in the bottom of the seventh. All Visalia, they lead Fresno 7-1. As Cruz, a little blooper to the shortstop, and Luis is there. He will make the play. And there's one out. As here comes the catcher in Ben McCabe. McCabe 1-for-1. He was also hit by a pitch. The only batter for Fresno to reach base twice in this game. Actually, G.J. Hill reached base twice as well, but the only batter who has not gotten out yet in this game for the Grizzlies. As here comes the pitch to McCabe, and it's fouled off. Count it 0-1. Carlos Rey takes over on the bump. 22 years old, 6'2", 180 pounds for the Southpaw. He actually celebrated a birthday on Sunday. As here comes the 0-1, and it's swung on and missed, now 0-2. Drafted in the 17th round by the Diamondbacks in 2023. Went to Nova Southeastern College down in Florida. He actually was born in Florida as well, making his 13th appearance out of the bullpen. Here's the pitch, and it's high. Counted 1-2. Rey, a 1-0 record, a 4.12 ERA. 19 2/3 innings, 30 strikeouts. There's one out here in the seventh. Here comes the pitch to McCabe, and it is inside. And the count now at 2-2. Rey last year pitched for two different ACL teams of the Diamondbacks. They're black and red squads, appearing in 7 combined games. Here's the 2-2, and it is outside. 3-2 to McCabe. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Glad you could join us. Make sure all Tuesday games on Bally Live, they're brought to you by Takis. It's Takis Tuesday. As here comes the 3-2 to Ben McCabe. Outside, 4. McCabe reaches base again. This time via walk. And it brings up Luis Mendez, who's 1-for-1 with a sack bunt. Runner at first with one out. Again, all Tuesday games on Bally Live are brought to you by Takis. It's Takis Tuesday. Go to your concession stand or your local Takis retailer to get a bag of Takis. Outstanding. That sounds great right now. Is that pitch is a called strike to Mendez. Count it 0-1. And make sure you watch your Fresno Grizzlies all season long on Bally Live West or in the MILB zone. Your free home and free place to watch all minor league baseball games. Here comes the pitch to Mendez. Ground ball. This could be 2-6-4-3. A double play. And that ends the seventh. We head to the eighth. It's all Visalia. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the eighth inning, 7-1, Visalia leads Fresno as Braden Carmichael takes over on the bump for Tyler Hoffman. Here's a pitch from Carmichael outside, count of 1-1. It's Jackson Feltner, who is 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Here in the top of the eighth inning. Here comes the 1-1 to Feltner. And it is inside, 2-1. From the left-hander, Braden Carmichael, 5'10", 186 pounds, 23 years old, from Prosper, Texas. Here's the pitch, and that is just high. 3 balls and a strike. Carmichael signed as an undrafted free agent by the Rockies in 2023. Pitched up in high Spokane a little bit last year. As here's a ground ball. Backhand from Perez as he goes down to a knee. The throw, he makes it in time. What a play from Andy Perez for the first out. One away here in the eighth inning as it brings up the left fielder Cole Roberts, who is 0-for-3. Final line for Tyler Hoffman, by the way, one inning. No hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 1 K. And now to Braden Carmichael, the third pitcher out of the Grizzlies' bullpen. No record, a 4.66 ERA. He has one hold, and this is his 11th game of the season. That's a strike count at no balls and one strike. Here comes the pitch from Carmichael to Roberts, and it is inside. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. And the Grizzlies have a new arm down to their bullpen. Added right-hand pitcher Cade Denton to the roster today. The 6th-round draft pick out of Oral Roberts. As here's a fly ball to deep left field, and that ball will lace foul. As the count now at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cade Denton pitched 4 games with the Grizzlies last year at the back half of the season, which included against the Rawhide, joining the roster after getting some work down in the ACL. Right-hand pitcher Colin Baumgartner promoted to Double-A Hartford. And then outfielder Jake Snyder promoted to High A Spokane. As that's called strike 3. And Carmichael, a nice strikeout, second out of the inning. And it brings up Christopher Torin. 3-for-4, a double and 2 runs scored for Torin as Roberts caught looking. But so outfielder Jake Snyder to High A Spokane and Colin Baumgartner to Double A Hartford. Congratulations to the duo of Baumgartner and Snyder. We will miss you. And, you know, what we always like to say is we don't want to see you again. Congratulations. As now Kay Denton joining us, it'll be good to see Denton again. He just got to the ballpark this morning, as that's a strike. Count at 1-1 to Torin. The Grizzlies now have made 5 total transactions this year. Very small for just being in the middle of May. As here comes the 1-1, and here's a fly ball out to center field. Racing in his hill, he calls off everybody and makes the catch. And Braden Carmichael, a 1-2-3 eighth. We head to the bottom of the 8th. The Grizzlies, 6 outs to play with. Let's see if they can score 6 runs to tie. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the 8th inning, 7-1. Visalia leads Fresno here at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno, California. G.J. Hill will lead things off. He is 1-for-2, a double walk and run scored. against a left-hander in Carlos Rey, who's back out for his second inning of work, and Hill fouls it off the catcher in the count at 0-1. Chukchansey Gold is giving away $1 million with a Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. Here comes the 1-1 to Hill. Outside, two balls and a strike. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. As here comes the 1-1 to G.J. Hill. It's high and counting out two balls and a strike. G.J. Hill, switch hitting center fielder. As we said, played for Visalia for a few seasons. And actually had a lot of success against the Grizzlies. Hill spent 2019 through 2022 in the Diamondbacks system. Spent 2 years with the Rawhide. As here comes the 2-1, and that is inside. And called a strike, count it 2-2. Batted 149 with two homers, one against Fresno. That was on May 12th in 2022. And in 2021, batted 212 with 31 stolen bases. As that's low, three balls and two strikes. G.J. Hill, the son of former Major Leaguer Glenn Allen Hill, played 13 years and then coached in the Rockies system from 2007 to 2012. Here comes the pitch to Hill. And it's a foul tip into the glove. And the fist pump by De Leon as Hill is out. First strikeout for Rey. Fourth strikeout overall for the Rawhide. And it brings up first baseman Aiden Longwell, 0-3 with two strikeouts. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning as the Grizzlies, it has been a tough afternoon. Here comes the pitch from the lefty, and it is inside, count of 1-0. And the crowd here has to go back to school, so it's dispersing here at the ballpark. Nice crowd on hand, though, for Tuesday morning baseball. Game one of this six-game series. Here comes the 1-0. That is inside, almost hits Longwell. The count now, two balls and no strikes. Here at Chukchansey Park, 324 down the left field line, 385 to left center, 400 to dead center. As here's the 2-0, and Longwell fouls off, now 2-1. And in between left and center field, in that left center, it's a grassy berm with a big video board. And just a couple seasons now with that video board. You can see Aiden Longwell's big headshot. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off by Longwell. Count now at 2-2. If you continue to move over across the outfield wall, you can see that manual scoreboard in right center field. And, of course, that short porch in right at 335. We've already seen a ground rule double down that way. Here comes the 2-2, and Longwell is down on strikes for the third time. Back-to-back strikeouts for Rey. Two outs in the inning as it brings up third baseman Braylon Wimmer. The Grizzlies just five hits in this game. It's been a tough, tough game for the Grizzlies offense. As here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer, 0-2. He is the lone RBI, a sacrifice fly, back in the first inning. He has 16 RBI in the year. As Wimmer, a little chopper back to Rey, and the catcher De Leon bobbles it. The throw to first, though, is in time, and a 1-2-3 inning as we head to the ninth inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN Radio.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the ninth inning, 7-1, Visalia leads Fresno. As Stu Flesland III, first pitch, swung on and missed by Luis. Counted 0-1. Stu Flesland III, the fourth reliever, fifth pitcher for Fresno today. As here comes the 0-1 inside. The count now at 1-1. He takes over for Braden Carmichael, who had a 1-2-3 inning with one strikeout. As here comes the 1-1 from Flesland III, and it's inside again. 2-1. Stu Flesland III, the left-hander, wears number 18 on the back of his red jersey. As the Grizzlies trail 7-1. Here comes the pitch, and it's a little fly ball out to center field. Hill racing in, and he will slide and make the catch. So graceful for G.J. Hill for the first out of the inning. As it brings up the third baseman in Ruben Santana. Santana 1-for-4. He has an RBI single and a run scored. That was back in the second inning. As Stu Flesland III on the mound, this is his 13th appearance. He's made one start this year as he first pitches inside, count at 1-0. A 1-1 record, a 4.58 ERA. One hold this year for Flesland III as well. Here comes the 1-0, and it's fouled off. Count now at 1-1 here in the top of the ninth inning. Grizzlies three outs to play with. They'll have 4, 5, 6 due up. In the ninth, the Grizzlies, though, will need 6 runs in the ninth inning. As here comes the pitch, and it is low, 2-1. From Stu Flesland III, listed at 6'5", 207 pounds, 23 years old from Spokane, Washington. Here comes the pitch, and it's going to hit Ruben Santana. It is a hit-by-pitch with one out. That's the first hit by pitch for Fresno staff. And now brings up Adrian De Leon, 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts. As the right-hander number 30, Sam Knowlton, starts to get loose. As the Grizzlies trail 7-1, they'll have to find their way around either the left-hander Ray or the right-hander Knowlton. As you can hear some fans trying to urge the Grizzlies to win. As the first pitch is inside, count at 1-0. Again, making the grade here at Chuck Chancey Park, our kids' day. Glad that the schools could join us. Our final of three, making the grades. As that pitch is outside, count at 2-0. As Stu Flesland III, he was drafted out of Washington in the 11th round in 2023 by the Rockies as he hits another batter. De Leon will reach now as Santana heads to second. Another hit by pitch. As here comes the center fielder Drew Jones, who's reached base 4 times. As here's a mound visit. As Stu Flesland III will talk to Ben McCabe. Runners at first and second with one out. Again, you're watching Fresno Grizzlies all season long on Bally Live West or in the MILB zone. A big thank you to Minor League Baseball for making this game free to everyone who can tune in this afternoon. A big thank you as well to 790 ESPN Radio for their partnership all season long. We'll be back on 790 and ESPN later this year, and actually this week as well will be on 1430 ESPN on Thursday as the Grizzlies and Rawhide continue their series. Here comes the pitch to Drew Jones, and it's a breaking ball that dances in their count at 0-1. Nice fluttering pitch from Flesland the third. Very tough angle. He has very interesting split lines as well against lefties and righties as that pitch runs inside. Count it 1-1. For Stu Flesland the third, against left-handers, they're hitting 333, but against right-handers, 175, as that's a strike. And the count now 1-2. Flesland the third is on the far side of the rubber. It would be a tough angle for lefties, but the action has worked well against righties. As here's a pitch swung on and foul tipped. Jones just getting a piece of it. Oh, Flesland the third was looking for a big punch out of Drew Jones, the number three prospect in this Diamondback system. 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Flesland the third, and it's high. 2-2. Flesland, low 90s and a upper 80s fastball. But he's breaking pitches, and the angle is what makes his deception so fun to watch. As that will get away from the catcher in McCabe, and both runners will move up on the wild pitch. Runners now at second and third with one out. As the Grizzlies trying to keep this at 7-1. There's only one out here in the ninth inning. The Rawhide have been all over the Grizzlies looking for their third win ever at Chukchansey Park. Here comes the 3-2. And it's fouled off by Jones. Stays alive. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of today's action and what to expect tomorrow night. The Grizzlies and Rawhide play game two of their six-game series. A great pitching matchup with two young prospects set to face one another. Here's a ground ball back to Flesland, who looks back the runners and makes the play. That is how you field your position in Stu Flesland the third. The runner at third, Santana, took off initially for home, and the pitcher, Flesland the third, looked back the runner and then gets Jones at first. It goes 1-3 for the second out, and now it's Modafi Marte. 0-for-3, a walk and a run. It's Flesland the third trying to pick up a scoreless inning. Here's the pitch. And that is a called strike, counted 0-1. This Grizzlies bullpen has just allowed two hits, one walk, and two hit by pitches with three punch outs. A lefty starts to get loose down that Fresno pen, as that's a called strike, and now quickly 0-2. So if the Grizzlies bullpen can pick up another clean inning, 4 1/3 of scoreless baseball. Here comes the 0-2 as Flesland the third comes set. Here's his pitch to Marte, and a ground ball to Perez, who gobbles it up over to first, and that is in time. And the Grizzlies head to the bottom of the ninth, trailing 7-1. Let's see if an epic comeback is in store. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the ninth inning, 7-1, Visalia leads Fresno as Andy Perez will lead things off against the right-hander Sam Knowlton out of the Visalia bullpen. As the first pitch is a called strike, and the count at 0-1 to Andy Perez. 100 miles per hour from Knowlton. As here comes the next pitch, and Knowlton, a fly ball by Perez, foul, count at 0-2, 99 on the gun. Carlos Ray, two hitless and scoreless innings, allowed one walk, struck out a pair in his outing out of the pen for Visalia. And now to Knowlton, who takes over. It'll be Perez, Hinchman, Andrews Jr. here in the ninth. Here comes the pitch from Knowlton. And Perez, ground ball foul. The count now at no balls and two strikes. 89 miles per hour on the slider from the right-hander in Knowlton. K-N-O-W-L-T-O-N, 23 years old, 6'8", 255 pounds. Here's a line drive out to left field, and it's caught on the run by Roberts for the first out, as it brings up the right fielder in Jason Hinchman. Sam Abbott Knowlton went to South Alabama, a 12th round draft pick by the Diamondbacks in 2023, born in Birmingham, Alabama, born June 15th. This is his 11th appearance, two saves, a 1-2 record, a 2.63 ERA. The first pitch is low and inside to Hinchman, count at 1-0. And as we can already see, the fastball in the upper 90s can reach 100. That's pretty outstanding to wait around that long. The former Jaguar, now with the Visalia Rawhide and Diamondback system. Here comes the 1-0 to Hinchman. It's high, two balls and no strikes. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of today's action and what to expect tomorrow. So Grizzlies fell behind early, and they've not been able to recover. Here's the 2-0. That is a called strike. Count now at 2-1. The Grizzlies look to bounce back tomorrow if they don't somehow find a way to win with their final two outs. As here comes the pitch, and it's high to Hinchman. The count now at three balls and one strike. From Sam Knowlton. Here comes the 3-1 to Hinchman. And it is inside and a one-out walk. It starts one batter at a time. Hinchman now 1-for-3. He's reached base with a single and a walk. Third walk issued by Visalia. As here comes the left fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr., third season with the Grizzlies. Went to high school in Long Beach. Went to Fresno State. 6'1", 210 pounds. Andrews Jr. would like to get something going right here. Here's the pitch. It's outside. Count at 1-0. From the right-hander in Knowlton. Bottom of the ninth inning. Visalia 7, Fresno 1. Here comes the 1-0 to Andrews Jr. And that is a called strike at 98, count now at 1-1. The Grizzlies, if they drop this game, will drop to 8-3 in day games, 5-2 on Tuesdays, and 6-2 in the first game of a series. as that is low, and the count now at 2-1. Visalia, who's just 7.5 back in the California League South Division, will pick up a big win. As here comes the 2-1 to Andrews Jr., and it is outside, 3-1. The Grizzlies, though, despite an outstanding record on the road at 16-6, they are 6-10 at home here in 2024. Here's the 3-1 and a high chopper up the middle, and it is made by the second baseman. What a play! Oh, man, Taurean right in front of the bag flips the ball with his glove over to the shortstop and Luis for the out, and Hinchman is out at second. So that's the second out of the inning. It goes 4-6 on the fielder's choice. And now it's Fadrio Cruz who's 0-3. That was a nifty play from Luis and Taurean. As here comes the pitch to Cruz. The Grizzlies down to their last out. And that pitch is low. Count of 1-0. As Fresno, an out away from dropping and ending their 3-game winning streak. The Grizzlies have also, their longest home winning streak is only 2 games. They won the last time here on a walk-off wild pitch. As here comes the 1-0, and that is a called strike. Count now at 1-1. But the Grizzlies need your support, and we hope to see you the rest of the week. As here comes the 1-1 to Fadrio Cruz. It's outside, 2-1. The Grizzlies still hold a 43-11 all-time record against Visalia. So today means nothing. As here comes the 2-1. Here comes the pitch. And a fly ball, and it's a high pop-up in foul territory. The third baseman, Santana, cannot make the play as he kept running towards that bullpen. And he comes up empty. Count now at 2-2. And the Grizzlies down to their last strike here in the 9th inning. Been a longer game than usual for Fresno. Almost at the 240 mark. Count at 2-2 to Fadrio Cruz. Knowlton comes set. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. And the Visalia Rawhide, a 7-1 win over your Fresno Grizzlies. Fresno's 3-game winning streak comes to an end. And the Rawhide, just their 3rd win ever here at Chukchansey Park. We'll be back in the postgame right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park for the post-game show wrap-up of this afternoon's game as your Fresno Grizzlies drop a 7-1 game to the Visalia Rawhide, who pick up their third win ever at Chuck Chancy Park. Fresno drops to 22-17. Visalia now at 16-23. The Rawhide, 7 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They left 8 on base. Fresno, 1 run on 5 hits, 2 errors. They left 6 on base. The winning pitcher is Casey Anderson, now 2-2. The loss to Albert Pacheco, now 1-2. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 34 minutes. We're still waiting for today's attendance. As the Grizzlies, they fell behind early and could not find their rhythm on offense. As let's go through the scoring plays, and it started in the first inning where the Rawhide scored 2 runs. A throwing error by catcher Ben McCabe after a stolen base allowed Christopher Torin to score. And then a Drew Jones infield RBI single made it 2-0. In the bottom of the first, the Grizzlies scored their only run of the game, a sacrifice fly from Braylon Wimmer. It was 2-1. The Rawhide would score the next 5 runs unanswered. 2 runs in the second, 1 run in the third, 2 in the fifth. The second inning was a throwing error by Braylon Wimmer. And then an RBI single from Ruben Santana. In the third inning, the Grizzlies would give up a couple more runs. In the third inning, Fresno, they gave up a sacrifice fly from Angel Ortiz. And then a 2 RBI double from Ortiz again in the fifth. And at that point, it was all she wrote as the Grizzlies fell 7-1. Just 5 hits for Fresno's offense. It's been a tough month of May for the Fresno Grizzlies lineup and offense. And 5 different batters had a hit. McCabe, Mendez, Hinchman, Andy Perez, and G.J. Hill for the Grizzlies. Hill reached on a walk as well. Ben McCabe, he was 1-for-1, a walk and a hit by pitch. Luis Mendez, a single at the bottom of the lineup. RBI for Wimmer, run for Hill for Fresno. The only double from Hill to start the game. On the other side for Visalia, it was the top of the lineup in Christopher Torin. He reached base 3 times with a double and 2 runs scored. And then Drew Jones in the middle of the lineup, he reached base 4 times. A ground rule double, an RBI single, 2 walks, and 2 runs. And then finally, it was Angel Ortiz. He had 3 RBI, including a double, a walk, and a sacrifice fly. They had 3 doubles overall in the game. On the pitching side of things, the Rawhide, the winning pitcher, Casey Anderson, worked 6 innings, allowed 5 hits, 1 run it was earned, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. And then the bullpen after that, Carlos Ray and Sam Knowlton combining for 3 hitless and scoreless innings. They walked a pair of batters combining for 3 strikeouts. For Fresno, Albert Pacheco, this wasn't the most crisp outing for Pacheco. Did go 4 2/3 innings. He threw 107 pitches. 6 hits, 7 runs, 4 of them earned, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Jake Madden, an inning and a third of scoreless baseball. He was fantastic out of the bullpen. And then Tyler Hoffman, Braden Carmichael, and Stu Flez in the third. The quartet of bullpen arms. They had no hits, or 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. 4 1/3 innings of combined work for the bullpen. Hoffman, Carmichael, and Flez in the third. All with scoreless outings as well. So the Grizzlies look to get back in the win column tomorrow as they give the ball to right-hander Brian Perez. A 2-1 record, a 5.40 ERA. He'll be countered by Visalia left-hander and Caden Grice, the number 18 prospect in the Diamondback system. A 1-3 record, a 4.44 ERA. Perez, his last outing, 12 strikeouts over 6 innings of work. First pitch at 6:50 p.m. We have the pregame show at 6:35 p.m. We're very excited, and we hope you can join us for tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening baseball. Again, 6:50 p.m. and we'll have the pregame at 6:35. Your Fresno Grizzlies fall by a final score of 7-1 in the opening game of the six-game series. A big thank you to MILB for making us the free game of the day. A big thank you to 790 ESPN Radio, to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Tuesday afternoon and evening, and we'll see you tomorrow night for more Grizzlies baseball.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.